You shouldn't need a game plan just to get out of the car. Joint Relief Institute can help you. Fast, non-surgical, immediate pain relief and covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
And let's say hello to Pat Brady. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you enjoying this weather?
I am down in Springfield underneath the Capitol Dome out here, so I'm not quite enjoying it, but things are hot down here.
Yes, they are. All right, some stories I wanted to talk about with you. What's going on with the Bears? Where are they going to play? What's going on? We're not losing them, are we?
My view is no. This will get done, and they will go to Arlington Heights because I think that's what the governor wants. And I think that's what will happen. Now, our mayor is not helping things by convincing some people in the delegation that there's a chance that they could stay in Chicago. It's not happening. But
Pat, if this doesn't
stay here,
if this doesn't, hey Pat, it's Kevin. If what's the timeline here? Because if this doesn't get done by the end of the week, then what?
Well, I'm waiting for Mayor Johnson to announce they have a deal to move him to Green Bay. I mean,
don't even.
No. The time frame is, it's amazing. They do. They work on this, and they work on this forever, and they can get it vote up and down, vote on it fairly quickly. The session ends Sunday. This will get done, I would think, Friday or Saturday, but I think it will get done.
Wow.
How does Mayor Johnson, for a minute, think they're going to stay in Chicago? I mean, did he just throw it out there wishing and hoping?
I watched the press conference down here a couple weeks ago, and I go, wow, what planet's this guy on? Because this train left the station 8 months ago. And I don't know what the politics are of it, but it's not going to happen. And really, normally in these big stadium deals, Kevin, as you know, the mayor of the big city and the governor are lined up, right? There's not a battle. And him sticking himself into this really kind of messed it up. I thought this would have been done by now.
Does it feel, Pat, to you over the past week or two, maybe the leverage has moved to the side of the state of Illinois, where the Bears have it kind of felt like they've had all this leverage threatening to move, and all of us have kind of been skeptical of the whole Hammond situation. And there was a report this week about taxpayers and who's on the hook and how much money the Bears would be saving. Does it feel like, as we're down the stretch here, the state actually does have some leverage over the Chicago Bears as we get to the end of this?
I'm not sure if leverage is the right word anymore. We're kind of beyond leverage. Yeah. This deal is to a great extent already put together. It's over in the Senate. They have to make some tweaks to it and then send it back to the House. So I think the leverage may not be the right way to look at it, but just the practical reality is people support this. Nobody wants the Bears to leave. There are people kind of on the progressive side of these caucuses you got to give something to, and probably to the Republicans to maybe get some votes. But I think it's all there. It's just of what form it comes back and how quickly they can do it. Now, if they don't get it done, it goes into the veto session, which I don't think is until next November, which will really create problems for the league and the Bears and everybody else.
Hmm. How did we lose the Bears?
We're not going to lose the Bears.
I know, but it's Chicago downtown. I mean, it's the lakefront. Well, the stadium looks terrible. That's one of the things. I don't know.
I think they were smart, though, the way that politically, and maybe you're not paying as much attention to it because it's more about the Bears, but this is all part of a mega projects deal, which is a pro-growth, pro-economy thing, which I think is something, you know, the Arlington Heights needs, some of these other areas need. So that's kind of the way they've pitched this to get it through. But it's a good question how it gets this far. And maybe people should have engaged earlier on this, but mm-hmm. This is kind of how legislation works.
It is kind of amazing, too. The Chicago Fire were like, hey, we're just going to build a stadium here. And everyone's like, okay, sure. And they used some private money and they got it done and they're already building that stadium. But, you know, the Arlington property, Pat, the Bears organization has been eyeing that for years. They've been waiting for that property to become available. And it finally did. So I'm happy to hear that we are nearing the end of this. I think it's been like 5 years since they purchased that property.
And this is how things get done in Springfield and pretty much everywhere in politics. It always comes down to the last minute. At least it appears that way. But the reality is, like you just said, Kevin, this has been in the works for a long, long time. It just what it ends up looking like comes down what, you know, happens at the end is it's a product of a long time's worth of work.
And in other news, you said you're in Springfield. Retiring Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is getting some love there, huh?
Yeah, I just watched the speech. It was great. He gave a joint session of the House and the Senate. He gave a really good speech, talk about some of the things he'd done. I didn't realize he was the one that got the law to change it so he couldn't smoke on airplanes anymore.
That was the dumbest thing, and I smoked. And it's like, you know, rows 1 through 21 were non-smoking, but then rows 22 to the back of the plane. So if you're sitting in row 21, there was no curtain or anything. It just wafted over. It was so stupid.
Just recycled smoke.
Yeah.
But that, he did that. But he talked, too, I thought was really interesting about his role in the dock and the immigration stuff and why he did that. And it was really pretty powerful how that, when he started doing it, you know, years ago, decades ago, probably by now, that was super bipartisan, that Republicans and Democrats both agreed that they need to do some kind of program to protect these kids, and how that has completely changed in the last decade.
And, all right, so that was earlier today, correct?
Yeah, it was done at 1.
All right, what's next on your agenda for the rest of the day?
I just looked up and I'm standing outside. I didn't realize there's a big screen here. I think it's so the pigeons don't go to the bathroom on you.
Well, this just in.
I'm not a journalist. I'm just a hack.
What else do we need to know?
No, I think they got to do the budget. They got to do the Illinois Build program potentially. There's maybe an energy package cleaning up some of the stuff that happened last session. So, but the budget and the Bears, that's the big thing for this session. I was just talking to people who are pretty knowledgeable, so this thing could wrap up even earlier than the weekend. They can move this stuff fairly quickly once they have an agreement.
That's good. Producer Colin has a question for you, Pat.
Sure.
We saw Ken Paxton last night eke out Cornyn, and this is now the second kind of big major race in the country where Trump's endorsement has pushed the needle. How does that fare for Darren Bailey, with Illinois kind of wanting to distance itself from Trump and Darren Bailey wanting to win over Chicago, but he has Trump in his back pocket? How does that fare for Darren Bailey, and what's your diagnosis of the Republican Party across the country?
Well, if you're a Republican that wants to win, continue to win, particularly in Illinois, that's a horrible development. Paxton is a criminal. I mean, insider trading, bribery, his own staff reported him. He's a horrible guy. And Trump goes down and endorses him, and he wins. And now they've actually, the prognosticators have that as a seat now that the Democrats can pick up. But I think for Republicans, what they need to do is just, we got to get through this cycle. It's going to be rough. And then we got to kind of retool the party, at least in Illinois, because I've been saying this for 10 years now. MAGA does not work in this statewide. And if the Republicans don't do something differently, all they're going to be is a downstate party, because the suburbs, Trump probably polls about 10% in the suburbs now, particularly with women. So long answer to your question, I think we just need to get beyond MAGA, because MAGA doesn't work in Illinois.
When will we all get along again, Pat?
We get along, Wendy.
Yeah, we always have.
And we
don't necessarily see eye to eye on some things, but on some things we do.
Kevin Powell, that's a different story. You know, you get him, I get a couple beers in there, man.
It's true.
He goes from MAGA to AOC in a matter of a
second. No,
my head's spinning. You should hear his AOC. It's unbelievable.
None of this is true. I'll see you on the golf course, Pat.
Thank you so much, Pat. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Pat Brady, Senior Vice President of Mercury Public Affairs, former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party, and all-around nice guy.